Preparation has been not as we'd have wanted it, not ideal. There's been a fair amount of traffic coming and going with the club. We guys retiring, or some have emigrated, a couple have left to go to other clubs. So there's been a kind of a building in period again. I think off the back of how long last season was, it's taking time to build momentum, get the numbers back out and get fluidity, get a few new faces that have come into the club bedded in. So I'd say we're probably starting to get where we want to be, but this week's going to be a huge challenge with Lisburn coming down to us.
Yeah.
They're coming down from the league above. I know they've had a decent pre-season. They've had good numbers training, so it's a great challenge for us early doors, and all we can do is embrace that challenge now, Oisin.
Yeah. So what's the shift in numbers been like then, Paul, from where you were at the end of last season until now? Who were the players you lost, and I suppose who are the players coming in for you?
Well, I suppose we've lost Sean McGill, who's decided to retire, and he'll be coaching with the under-18s. Andrew Gibson, an all-really experienced member, has decided to retire as well. We lost David Ward, who emigrated out to Australia through the course of last season. Matthew Faulkner has joined Malahide. He'll be playing his rugby in the Ireland League this year. We wish him well, but obviously a huge loss out of that squad that we had built up. There's a few of the under-18 guys have moved away to Holland or Denmark for work, university, one thing or another. So we have a few longer-term injuries, like Tony McBride, who's still not just 100% yet. Guys like Jack Kennedy, who worked the whole summer in America, and Ben Scott, who's been over in England working. So there's been a bit of a stop-start nature to it. Numbers-wise, we're fine, and we've brought some new blood into the club with Adam Bratton arriving, who's coming into the club. He was the captain of Rainy Old Boys. He's going to be taking a dual player coaching role within the staff, so that's a fantastic addition to the club. Cody Lafferty has signed from City of Derry, who will make a real, hopefully good impression early doors for us. So it's just about been getting that bit of squad consistency, really, Oisin, getting connections built up and getting an understanding of how we want to play the game. There's, a few tweaks that we feel that we're necessitated to kind of get the best out of the squad, so that's going to take time to settle. We've had one pre-season hit out. We had the MTF2, but we've had one, so we're to a degree slightly undercooked from where we would like to be, but we've just got to embrace that now and try and navigate our way through the first few weeks, where there's going to be a bit of a stop and start nature to the availability of the squad, with guys that have weddings or one thing or another, work, Garth Brooks concert, everything has been sort of thrown into the mix over the next 2-3 weeks. So it's going to take, I would say, a month before we really get a real solidity around our squad and squad selection. Numbers aren't an issue, but certainly that those connections that we built up last season are going to take a bit of time to bed in again. We have a new captaincy group taking over with Daniel Faulkner, being assisted by Kieran Clark. So there's a bit of young blood starting to come through in the leadership roles of the squad as well. So it's both exciting, and I suppose there's a slight apprehension, I suppose, with maybe the lack of time that we have had together as a group as to how things will go this Saturday. But it'll not be for a lack of endeavour. And say we're just going to have to roll with the punches and hopefully find a few solutions on the pitches, what we've tried to breed since we came into the club.
Yeah, big game obviously against Lisburn. They're the side that dropped down last year and seen as the favourites in the league this year. But as the weeks go on and when you get your betting in period done, Paul, and when you're happy with where you are, what's the ultimate target for Letterkenny this year? Last year it was promotion. That didn't happen. You did win the cup. Is it a reflection of last year that promotion out of qualifying three is what Letterkenny need to achieve?
I think I've already said this to the guys, that the only thing aspirationally we have to aim for when you finish, I suppose, joint second in the league, whenever you get beaten in the league playoff semi-final and you won the cup, the only thing we didn't actually box tick was promotion. So it's fairly simplistic. The aim this year is to try and retain the Gordon West and try and get promotion. Should that be directly via one in the league or the playoff position and second spot in the league? Like that's our aspirations, that's our aims. There's no point in any other aim. So we've got to aim high. We're not trying to heap pressure or overhype the expectation, but that's when you have a season like we did last year, the only realistic build-on and add-on to that is promotion.
Yeah.
I think for where the club aspirationally want to be, it's their 50th year. We've got to aspire as a group to win that league. And if we don't win that league, then we aspire for that playoff position. As I say, the Gordon West Cup, that was obviously the first cup won in, 12, 13 years for the club. We want to try and do our best to retain that cup. There's also the Towns Cup that we have entered this season, which Lisburn actually beat us in last year. So there's an aspiration to try and make it through and navigate our way through into the last eight of that competition, which holds all the best and top junior clubs right the way through the leagues in Ulster, as well as senior seconds team. So it's another great challenge and aspiration that we have as a club. We have our development team up and running from last year, who also won their league section at the end of last year. So again, it's can we push on, get promotion out of our league this year and get a real push on the McCambley Cup for our development team.
Yeah, so how important is it for the likes of the Town Cup to be part of that? Because obviously it's a step up from the Gordon West, so it is for you, Paul. And if this group is going to develop, is that seen as key, playing in a competition like that?
I think it's huge to whet the appetite and get the guys an idea of what opposition in the leagues above are. Traditionally, there's not that many sides from Championship 3 have actually entered the Towns Cup because of the sort of stature of the sides that do enter the competition. So it's a great opportunity for our guys. We initially have a home draw against either Newry or Randallstown. Randallstown are probably expected to come through that preliminary round tie, so that'll be an opportunity for us to play a team in Championship 2. If our aspirations are to play in that league next season, it's a great ideal to go and see how we fare out against that level of opposition, push ourselves out of our comfort zone like we did in pre-season by playing Dundalk and playing Limavady, teams that are in Championship 1 and 1B in Leinster, and we fared out pretty well. So it's a good opportunity for us to blood ourselves and give ourselves that exposure to what we need to kind of get into our heads that the level will be hopefully next season and seasons beyond. The 5-year plan within the club washing is that we want to try and at least be knocking on the door of Championship 1 within 5 years. So to do that, we need to embrace the challenge of taking on those clubs and that level of rugby much more frequently than would have been done in the past. So it's a real good opportunity for us and a bit of a free hit, essentially. We've put a bit of pressure on ourselves that we want to try and make it into the quarter final, where we're going to get an opportunity to play one of realistically the top eight sides in Ulster. So that's a great experience for the boys to have early doors in their progress.
Yeah, it certainly is. Listen, there's new format to several competitions this year. It's going to be helter-skelter, so it is week on week for you guys, and it's going to put the pressure on the squad as well, Paul. But just away from how things are panning out senior-wise at Letterkenny Rugby Club, there's a fantastic positivity around the club at the moment. We've seen the Girders in recent weeks stepping up to Ulster level. So the club as a whole is certainly moving in a very, very good direction, Paul.
It's massively positive watching, and it's an absolute joy to be part of. The Girls are a section that have realistically got back up and running through Colly Farrell 8-9 months ago. Within the space of that time, they have 3-4 Girls within the Ulster underage setup, and there'll be more on the way. There's aspirations that we're going to try and get a senior side up and running over the course of the season. And from a boys and money's perspective, we have, I think, around 7-8 guys within the Ulster development squads. Unheard of, what we're going to have this year is we're going to have 2 sides at under 14 level, 2 sides at under 16 level, and a squad of over 30 at under 18 level. So as far as squads and clubs within Ulster go, they're competing and starting to dine at the top table. So that can only have positive effects at senior level over the coming years. And I think the fact that the underage and the guys and the talent that are coming through the club now see Letterkenny as a viable option to actually get to the top end of rugby in Ulster and hopefully Ireland over time. Only good things are going to happen for Letterkenny over the coming seasons, hopefully.
Yeah, and a good thing this weekend would be a very positive start against a highly fancied Lisburn side for your team, Paul.
Listen, the construction of the league this year is going to be attritional, unforgiving. The league will be finished, done and dusted come February 18th. So if you get off to a good start, it's going to have a real positive impact around how the league outcome. You get off to a negative start and you build pressure and you don't get that momentum early doors, it's going to be very, very difficult in this league. So we don't have our... it's going to be a tough start. We have Lisburn, obviously, are going to be coming down with aspirations to win this league. A good experienced squad. We're backing that up with an away fixture with the PSNI. We're then having Newry at home, who are another promotion contender. We're backing that up after that with an away fixture to Monaghan, who again are one of the top four sides in that league, and have a new coaching setup and some fantastic talent in their group. And then we have a local derby with Strabane. So as far as starts to the league go, I don't think we could have actually probably picked anything tougher. So that's the challenge that we face in our first 5 weeks, and I think we'll have a very, very clear reading after those first 5 weeks and that five-week block of fixtures as to where the contenders for this league are going to be. So hopefully we're among that top three, four teams in the league, and the aim is to stay unbeaten. But if we're not unbeaten, then we're making sure that we're picking up points in those games that possibly we don't come out the right side of. So that's what it's all about at the minute, and we've tried to drill into the guys. There's a real focus that we need to deliver performances that'll lead to positive results. So that's what the focus is on this week. Like, if we can deliver a positive performance, we're confident we can do all right. But obviously, Lisburn will have all their ideas in that, and it's going to be a fantastic challenge early doors. It's going to be a great game of rugby down at the Glebe on Saturday.
Okay, well, listen, Paul, thanks for joining us, and we wish you the very best of luck with Saturday and the rest of the season ahead.
Thanks very much, Oisín.